Catching up on Audubon Boys and Girls Wrestling with Wheeler Coach Tyler Christensen. We'll talk about the boys team to begin with. And you've got quite a few inexperienced guys, but how are they coming up to speed here through the first portion of the season?
Yeah, I've been really happy with the way things are progressing for them. We're starting to see some pretty new kids in the sport really kind of take hold of some moves and starting to put some things together and look like wrestlers out on the mat. So we'll have to see how they continue to progress the rest of the year.
Any certain records standing out among the guys or big wins along the way that maybe somebody picked up against a quality opponent?
We got two guys that have pretty decent records. I mean, Lane Elmquist is doing pretty well at 106 for us. He's a freshman. And Alex Hansen, he's right around, he's 145, just made the switch to 138. He's a tough kid. He got second in conference. So they're doing really well. Good things for us there. On the mat.
Is this holiday break a good time for you guys to get some extra practices in and work on some things?
Yeah, I give the kids a little time off, and this week we got back to work, and we're kind of having almost 2 days where we have like an open drill session. Coach Kirkhoff came up with the idea of that, and he's kind of taking hold of that, so it's some good things for the kids to kind of pick and choose some things they really want to work on.
The girls squad, how are things progressing for your girls team?
Yeah, they're coming along too. You know, we're starting to have a couple more wins here and there, and they're starting to recognize moves. They came and helped me at a little kids tournament up in Manning, and what I always thought was really neat is that they were identifying what the little kids should be doing to be successful. So I was talking to them about, like, you know, a year ago, you guys probably would have no clue what you're supposed to be doing right now, but now you're trying to coach up these little kids. So that was cool. I think they're starting to finally grab it, and, you know, they'll come around. So
didn't necessarily have your whole lineup available for a large part of the first chunk of the season, but are you getting some more people back, and maybe what have you seen from some of those who have hit the mat recently?
Yeah, we finally got Corey back. Got a couple wins there our last tournament, and Steffi Beiswinger got a win. So, you know, those are two kids that haven't really wrestled much the first part of the season, and they're now back and healthy, and hopefully they can continue on getting some more wins. You know, Laura McCarville and Emily Foran, they've been our two kind of, they've always been out. They haven't been hurt yet, knock on wood. They are doing some really good things. They're really aggressive, so that's good to see. Jordan Mulford's finally coming back for us. She kind of tweaked her knee there for a bit, and now she's cleared to wrestle in January. So we'll see what she can do. She's a good hard-nosed kid. Her older brother wrestled. So we'll have to see what she can do on the mat.
What are some things you're emphasizing here to be at your best for the second portion of the year?
You know, you can't relax. You can't take it easy. The second part of the season, you can't think that I've put in enough work that it's ready to go, that all I can do is just focus on winning. You still got to perfect those basics. You always got to be working on the same thing. You know, you got to drill, drill, drill until it's just muscle memory, and we got to be in shape. So we're still conditioning. We're still doing everything we can to make sure that we're the best we can be.
Thanks much, Coach. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.